Skipper and Oakhart had the west wall top covered with guards, who were mainly composed of all the Red Wallers, some mothers, Formall and his full mole crew. They could hear the sounds of a running skirmish. The Otter chieftain tightened his jaw grimly.
Buck and Django's gang are in trouble. They must have been seen by the vermin.
Oakhart dabbed at his eyes with a spotted kerchief.
Indeed, 'twould seem so, but 'tis confounded dark out there. Too dark to give them any help. Can't tell which is t'other. It's all a mass of shapes. Very confusing, sirrah. Let's just hope they get back safely, eh?
Formall Darby furrowed his velvety brow.
And us'll have to open the gates so them can come inside. How am us going to do that, sir?
Skipper thumped his rudder down fretfully.
Aye, mate, that's the problem. If we throw our gates open, we'll get all manner of vermin charging in here.
Granby the Recorder emerged from the wall shadows.
Light a fire in the gateway.
Skipper frowned at the ancient hedgehog.
What are you doing up here, mate? You're far too old for this sort of thing. And what good will a fire in the gateway do?
Granby outlined his plan.
It's worth a try for want of a better idea. We build a large fire, not far from the main gate, surround either side of it with pike or javelin beasts, then, at my signal, open the doors.
Oakhart scratched his head spikes.
It might just work. That way we can sort out the riffraff. Let our friends enter and fight the vermin off. Keep the villains out. Then as soon as Buck and the others are in, we slam the gates.
Skipper was already descending the wall steps.
Get anything that'll burn. Come on, mates, pile it up, but leave enough space for the gates to open and shut. Okey, get the word around. There ain't a moment to lose.
Sniffy shouted to the Gowsham as they fought their retreat over the nighttime plain.
We'll be at the ditch soon. If you falter, we're dead beasts. Try and jump o'er it in one bound.
Buckler, who was having problems keeping Axel from turning to face the ravages, called to Flib.
Get your pa over here to me. You get across the ditch and leave him to me. Wait, Axel, come back here, mate.
The warrior mole had charged off down the path. He met Fallog and his vermin as they tried to cross the ditch lower down. Standing at the edge of the path, Axel caught the first pair, two river rats. They splashed back into the ditch, their lives snuffed rudely out by the mighty warhammer. However, he could only hold one spot on his own, and they began crossing further down. Buckler heaved Django up onto his shoulders and was rewarded with a clout over his ears. The shrewd chieftain had suddenly wakened and was struggling wildly.
Get your paws off me! I ain't no babe to be carried! Where are we? Is young Flib all right?
Buckler dropped him in a heap, relieved at his friend's recovery.
We're at the Abbey. Get over that ditch. Come on, you'll have to jump. They're almost on us.
Flib, who had leapt the ditch, saw vermin coming down the path on her left side. She turned and ran for the gate, with ravagers hard on her paws. Buckler, Django and Bartage had gathered the remaining shrews in front of the main gate when Skipper's shouts came from the wall top.
Ahoy, mates! Hold fast there!
Granby's shrill call rang out.
Light the fire!
There was a loud whoosh as lighted torches were tossed onto the hill of wood, moss, straw-filled mattresses and dead vegetation, all soaked in vegetable oil. The night lit up over the gates as red-gold shafts shone through the door jams, lintels and bottom space of the oaken west portal. A shrew standing next to Buckler gave a sigh. He sagged forward, pinned to the door timbers by a vermin spear. Django bellowed into the night.
Hell gates and bloodfire! We're sitting targets if they don't open these gates! You in there! Get the doors open for pity's sake!